This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday all day long. Oh my God. It's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page to catch helpful links or funny videos that we mention on the air. That's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check us out on Facebook.
Hello, here we are.
Well done.
Thanks.
Nicole, for starters, can you look out the window and tell me what the weather in San Francisco is right now as we speak?
Cloudy.
Yeah, there's on my app, it says there may even be a drizzle.
It's raining at my house right now.
Get out of here!
Oh, drizzling. I can't tell if it's raining, but it's for sure cloudy.
So yeah, weird. So that's going to pass through over the next hour, and then we shouldn't see any more rain for the weekend. Mm-hmm. But that's weird. There's a little pocket hitting the North Bay at the moment.
Sunny in Millbrae?
Of course it is.
Okay, great.
And I have sunny blue skies here, too.
Great. Fantastic.
So,
I'm kidding. It's pretty gray over here.
Oh, it's gray.
By the way, for those of you just tuning in, this reporter lost his chance at $1 million and an easy early retirement. Lost. I was actually getting my my resignation letter together, and then had to quickly delete that. So, unfortunately,
I'll give you another chance. You know, that was really fun. We'll work on putting some of those together. Here and there, we'll play a game. It's fun. It's good times.
All right.
You could win $1 million off of me yet.
Okay. Sounds good. I'd love to. All right. Here's some of the stuff that I wasn't able to get to so far this morning. So it looks like buying online, as we saw Bezos somehow get passed yesterday by Elon, your boy,
right,
as the richest man in the world.
The world. What?
And yet, buying online's never been bigger. According to a new survey, 59% of Americans say that we now get some sort of package delivered to our home every week. Some people, as much as daily.
Daily.
And that is way up from 2019, which was about 10% of people get. Now, I understand most definitely we're getting stuff delivered because we don't want to go shopping. We're trying to keep our... And that's for everybody's sake, really.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean... Filling up the stores is not the way to go. I mean, with humans, not
right.
With stuff, that'd be great, but humans, not good. 43% of people say they've had a package stolen by a porch pirate in the past year.
Oh. Yeah, that's I have never personally had one. Have any of you guys? But I've mailed things to people and had them stolen.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess I got to make you another purse. I don't know.
Yeah, I ordered something and PayPal, and it never came. And they shipped it U.S. Post Office, which, of course, has had a rough year. So, you know, it's not as easy to find out where that thing ever went. PayPal, I reported it to PayPal, and they did their investigation, and they just refunded me the money. They were like, yeah, that thing's never going to get to you. And I was like, is there any way you can tell me if it was ever mailed?
Right.
And they didn't tell me anything. Zero.
Did you just reorder it?
No, I just went, okay, well, that's not something I'm going to be able to get. Oh, well. Anyway, so that is a reality of shipping of ordering online right now, is some stuff doesn't get to you. But for the most part, it's been really effective.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and on that note, 81% of people got a refund for their stolen package. Oh, that was my point. I don't know if it was stolen or just didn't arrive, but I definitely...
Yeah, you got it back.
There was
right.
a package I ordered that I didn't get, and PayPal refunded me my money. So that's one way to get some help is your credit. The card you use or the way you buy
can help you, yeah.
might have some insurance or some way to back you up. Speaking of all the ordering we've done online, many Americans regret not handling their money better in the last year. As I mentioned to you, I don't even want to know how much extra we've spent on Costco deliveries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just one of the things we've done to hopefully stay healthy. Stay out of the stores as
Whatever
much as
it costs,
possible.
That's what it is.
Impulse buying, though, things we don't need, tops the list. So it's not the necessities. It's the things you purchase that you just sitting in front of your computer. You looked at it long enough and went, I got to get that into the mix. That is going to bring
change everything.
Right. That's going to bring me the joy that I don't feel today. I need this thing.
You know what you just reminded me of? Do you remember we were talking about the cake that Tom Cruise sends to everybody?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I guess I'm going to get that pretty soon, aren't I? I want to order in one of those.
It what?
That yeah, that day,
late, right? I thought it was January 20 something, right?
Okay. Well, so I'm a few days away. We
well, you can
away,
celebrate but... the inauguration day with
that's
your
what
cake.
I'm thinking. That'll there be great.
Go. Good have idea. You gotten like a tracking number or anything yet?
No.
Oh.
It can't have shipped.
No.
Yet.
No.
Yeah.
Not if it's not going to come till the 20th.
Right.
My God.
It was definitely going to be. Yeah. You know what? I only remember it because Vinny was saying, you know, impulse buys. I'm like, I don't do that. And I go, yeah, you do, dummy.
Yeah, dummy.
You bought the freaking cake.
Well, and you buy your shoes on Instagram. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that is true. They're so good, though.
Are they?
I love them. I've got four pairs of them now.
Four oh pairs?
Yeah. Well, I need them in different colors.
Instagram slip-ons?
Yeah. Well, they're not from Instagram. That somebody advertised on there, and I, you know, listen, I've struck some sewer lines while I've been, but this one I struck gold on.
All right.
Love it. Kizik.
Paying for subscription services we don't use anymore is high on the list of regrets for the way people handled their money last year. That was something we just consolidated. And as it was like a revelation as the missus looked into the things that we pay for and went, we're overpaying and fixed it. So that's good.
Went to Apple One.
Uh-huh. Not comparing prices to look for better deals, only paying the minimum balance on credit cards, not paying attention to our credit score, not sticking to a budget, missing credit card or bill payments, and not doing enough savings are all on the list of the way we mishandled our money in 2020. Speaking of 2020, I'll jump ahead to this story here because I thought it was kind of funny. There was, you know, you have your kid. And it's a big deal in your world, even though it's been happening every day forever. Well, or as long as man's been alive.
Right.
The whole making kids. First of all, it's super fun, the initial process of making them anyway. You know, then you wait and everybody.
You like that part, yeah.
There's
it
a
seems
big
like 9
deal
months that, is forever, you know.
So, you know, and when the kid finally comes, it's a glorious day for the family. Everybody else yawns, but, you know, for you guys, it's huge. So, a guy just shared a story on Reddit about he and his wife had their first child at 11:05 on December 31st. Okay?
Okay. First kid in the year 2020.
As they're filling out the information for the birth certificate, he tried to change the time to 12:05 so he'd be born in a different year. I don't want my kid born in this crappy 2020 year. I'm glad it's finally over, and I don't want my son associated with it. It's unfair that my son only lived in 2020 for just 1 hour, and I don't want it. So he tried to switch it. He ended up in a shouting match with the nurse, and then the doctor. And they took the form away and wouldn't let him fill it out because they say, you can't change the birth time.
You can't.
You can't change the birth date. You can't change the birth time. We can't let you do that.
So now he's just going to be pissed at his wife forever. How could you let that thing out in this year? Release a demon.
Hadn't a thought of that. Okay.
Anyway. Don't push. Don't push. Hold on. It's only 55 more minutes.
Endure the ring of fire.
Yeah. Throw it. Yeah.
Don't push through the ring of fire.
Throwing her heels out of the stirrups. Yeah. No, close those.
Cross your legs. Cross them.
Anyway, it turns out you can't change that date. And he was all bummed about it. He was hoping to change history, but his kid was born in 2020, and that's the way it's going to stay. Sorry, pal.
You're screwed.
I don't know if I would have thought of that. I was so busy, you know, shuffling my lists of names that I was very like, I didn't even look at the time or the.
He should look at it as he ended the year on a miracle. Mm. You know, it is amazing. We make each other. That's
right.
Up, man.
No doubt. Screwed that up. Is amazing.
Yeah. He should look at it as like a good sign that, you know, something good happened in the year.
Yeah, I agree. We spent 87 hours last year talking about the vacations we want to take. Many people have had to push. And now we find ourselves in the new year going, did we push far enough?
Yeah. Did you push far enough?
I pushed into November. Am I going to make
that
it?
That should be far enough. I feel like that's far enough.
Okay, so your bet is that we're going to get to take that vacation.
I'm betting on Hawaii for you. We have not. We wanted to do something in August this year, and we're holding off. We're waiting. We're in a wait-and-see pattern because if we don't get inoculated, we're not going to do it. Or vaccinated, whatever the word is.
Right. Well, rule would be that the next level of vaccinations starts at age 50.
Yeah.
We're in.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty hopeful.
It's the one time being over 50 has been worth the crap.
Brennan,
every
Nikki
other
are,
time.
They're screwed. You and I can go back to the studio. Just kidding. We're not doing
you don't
that.
Even want to do that.
You're
why
right.
are you saying that?
I don't know
That's
why.
The last
I,
thing
as soon
you
as
want.
I said it, I went, Sarah, why would you why say that you say out loud? That? I haven't been able to get a vaccination yet. Oops.
Anyway, so vacations become a very weird thing. We dream about it. We want it.
Yeah.
And yet, is it safe to go there? Even in planning.
Right. Well, you got to put deposits down on these things. And, you know, they don't just like hold your plane ticket for you so you can pay for it later. You got to pay for that. And you got to reserve stuff.
Right. How often do you clean your cell phone, Sarah?
Zero time. I never clean nothing.
Okay, that's funny.
That doesn't get cleaned, please. I'm sure if I took off, I've had the same case. I don't think I've ever taken that case off of it.
According to a survey, 26% of people clean theirs daily, which is the right move, by the way. Although
I wipe the screen off on my jeans. I mean,
that's not cleaning. 44% clean it weekly and monthly, and 8% never clean it. So you're in that category, the never cleaning. The truth is your phone is dirtier than a toilet. So
yeah, your phone is filthy.
It's filthy, especially now with COVID being around. I know that, you know, people will say you don't get it on your hands. It's transferred through the air. And yet, what are you doing?
I have a leather iPhone case. You can see the top is nice and clean and where I hold it is filthy.
Oh,
look at it.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
like
see
dark.
A different. Yep.
It's like all rubbed down here and up here. It's just clean. Yeah, it's fine, though. Still works.
Still works.
I clean mine. I would say that I turn my phone off and clean it once a week.
I should turn my phone off because I'm always like, my phone's not working. And John goes, turn it off. Turn it off. Oh, yeah. That's right. Good idea.
Right.
Oh, yep. It's working. All right. Great.
Your IT guy.
Yeah.
Have you tried resetting it?
Yeah. Plug in. Are you in all caps lock? I was like locked out of my computer. I'm like, I can't get out of my computer. Is the caps lock on? Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. Okay. Right.
Did you plug it in?
Yeah. The top like source.
Why do we think about Vinny when his brother reaches over and just turns the brightness on his computer up?
You think that's funny? I'm so mad about that. I sat there with that broken computer for a week before he walked in and said, let me try something, and just lit the screen up. Mm. Holy
well, you know,
crap.
Now you know. That's the thing. That's the nice thing about the IT department.
It's a teachable moment.
Yep.
Yeah. The top source were people 18 to 24 learn about sex is porn.
Oh,
that's right. That's porn is where people are going in the 18 to 24 year old age group. Porn is where they're getting their info. The rest of the top six are their partner, their parents, their. And by the way, if your partner is your age, then they are learning from porn too. So
you're basically learning one step removed from porn.
Right. Friends, the media, and then finally at the bottom is their doctor. That is unfortunate. Though, that the younger age group is learning from their parents or school. So it's a different sort of set of facts, I think.
Right.
I know that right now I still see all these ads. I don't go to porn hardly ever, unless it's for research. But if you go there.
Hilarious.
There are so many ads selling the wiener grow medicine.
Oh. How does it work then?
I've never tried, but I do know that at the age of 12 or 11, and I was just.
You would have.
I would have. I'm sure I would have. I
you gotta take a chance. At least try it, you know.
I wanted to have the biggest one available known to mankind, so of course I would have bought that stuff. I have to believe.
And these days, kids measure themselves against porn stars.
Oh.
You were at least, you know, you weren't really seeing that in magazines, were you?
No, and in fact, I mean, to this day, I've never seen another person's boner in real life.
That's not true. You were with that one guy. In the public bathroom.
I wasn't looking at him. They were looking at me, but I wasn't looking at him. You're talking about the first time I did it, right?
No. I'm talking about in the public bathroom where you got the blood all over you.
He waited in line behind me. As soon as I finished, I left.
Wow. So he was looking at your.
I don't know what he saw, but I can tell you for fact, I never saw anything on him. And I'm sure this lady who was allowing this to all happen was thinking this was going to look more like a threesome and not like a drive-thru. But we didn't know we were kids. I didn't know what to do. I just thought, okay, well.
She thought you guys would all wrangle around together.
Yes, I think
it was
so.
Like, well, I'm first and I'm leaving.
Well, back to the I saw blood on my t-shirt and went, I think
so,
I broke
something.
Okay,
you haven't seen it, but you've actually done it in front of people multiple times.
It does appear now you're bringing up two occasions where that happened. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a performer.
He is. Well, he always has been. You know.
My point is, I didn't know what others looked like other than porn, and I definitely didn't measure up to that. So it does leave you wondering.
So is your advice to an 11 or 12 year old? Don't try the pills. What you have is sufficient.
Of course, it's all a scam. My point is, I bet there are parents out there probably listening who are going, my kid bought that stuff. My credit card ended up with a charge from
wienergrow.com.
Right. Or whatever else. Right. Here's the secret formula to become 75% bigger. Oh, how can you avoid that when you're 12?
I don't know. Good sense? I'm not sure.
I don't know that you have good sense at 12.
Yeah. Ask your mommy.
Anyway. Ask your mommy.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask your mommy. I'm not your mommy.
I won't ask you about your kids. I do know that it's probably their privacy and not something you should share. So let's move on to...
I haven't seen them naked in 100 years. Listen, Tommy Lasorda just died.
What?
I just got a TMZ alert. Dodgers legend Tommy Lasorda dead at 93.
Oh, boy. Well, 93. That is a good run.
Good long run. Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 831 says, can you ask Scott Budman what UV cleaner is best for cleaning your phone?
Oh.
Yeah, we can ask him that.
Sure.
All right.
I mean, when we talk to him next, I don't know when that'll happen. But
can make
sure.
That happen.
Labor and delivery nurse here. Love whenever you discuss childbirth. Ring of fire. Yes, it's true. Also, clean your phone daily. Okay.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
I don't need to step out.
Here's a texter that says, we're supposed to clean our phones. Yes!
I didn't realize that either. I'm like, clean your phone? What's that? Sounds like a special machine for that?
Oh, Bonnie, I bet if you investigate further, you will find the father was trying to get his baby firstborn of 2021 for some sort of financial prize and had nothing to do with him with the stench of COVID and 2020. No, actually, he went from 11:05 to 12:05. He wouldn't have gotten firstborn. It's usually within seconds of the switchover.
12 o'clock and 1 second.
But I understand your curiosity there. Someone's always looking to win a prize. Yeah. By the way, again, I did not win $1 million during our game.
That was fun, though. It was a fun game. We'll play that again.
I lost
soon.
Big. What did I make it to? $164,000?
$250,000. Or did you lose on the $250,000?
I don't know.
Question?
I don't remember. I did lose, though. I'll read the rest of your contributions to our show right after these on Alice at 973.
Alice at 973's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.